Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
Things reportedly are getting so serious between Lindsay Lohan and The Wanted's Max George that he took her home to meet his parents. TMZ says it's so. Lindsay and Max have been seeing each other since she stalked him in New York City, and she ended up punching that psychic.
Number 4.
Robin Roberts announced this morning that she's coming back to Good Morning America in February, which is way sooner than most people expected, especially Matt Lauer. You know, he's shaking in his boots over it today because his ratings are shaky now. Just imagine what they'll be like when Robin makes her triumphant return to rival GMA. Robin's been battling a blood and bone marrow disorder, but she says she is doing great.
Number 3.
Kim Kardashian still married to Chris Humphries, but she's carrying Kanye West's child. So what's a girl to do? Well, since it looks like the baby's going to be born before she's divorced, Kim and Kanye reportedly will have a commitment ceremony where they will exchange vows and rings in front of their closest family and friends. But Kanye is a traditionalist, and after the divorce is final, he wants a real wedding.
Number 2.
Ben Affleck picked up the Golden Globe for directing last night for his work with Argo, which also won for Best Motion Picture Drama. Les Mis won Best Picture, Musical, or Comedy, with Hugh Jackman winning Best Actor for his role in that movie, and Hathaway Best Supporting Actress. Daniel Day-Lewis won the Best Actor for Drama in his role in Lincoln. Jennifer Lawrence won Best Actress in a Motion Picture Comedy or Musical for Silver Linings Playbook.
Number 1.
And what was that speech Jodie Foster gave at the Golden Globes last night? After receiving the Cecil B. DeMille Award, she said she wasn't going to be forced to come out, but then she sort of did. She somehow managed to throw Honey Boo Boo under the bus and credited Mel Gibson for saving her life. And then she finished with an announcement that she was retiring from acting. Well, maybe. At least it sounded like that's what she was saying. But backstage, she acted like everyone was crazy and said, there's no way she's giving that up. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.